Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness. Actually, you're listening to the first episode in 2017. It's a wonderful time to be speaking to you, second week of January. I'm pretty sure that most people are too holidayed out to possibly listen in the first week of January, so I'm making this first show now. And I just came back from Southeast Asia and other parts of Asia on an amazing tour. And I want to talk a little bit about what I learned there first, and then I want to talk about what I see for 2017 and what some people I know are talking about. So that's pretty much going to be what this show is about. And hopefully this is exciting, as exciting to you as it is to me. So first of all, I went to Montreal and to start the tour. I was away 6 weeks. And in Montreal, I co-facilitated a workshop called Tantra Meets BDSM. And I think that's pretty extraordinary, actually. I don't know that there are too many people who even connect the dots between Tantra and BDSM. And I had the pleasure of working with Om Rupani. Om was a student of mine. He took a lot of Tantra from me. And then he got very interested in BDSM, and over the years he's shared with me many of the things that he's discovered, and we decided to do a course together. So we offered it to our friends in Montreal, Frank Mondose and Jennifer Lee, and they decided to host us, and we had a smashing hit. And so I'm very proud of that, and I'm very excited about that, because these are two subjects I never myself thought of combining. However, what I want to speak to you about is what I learned. And I did, you know, pretty much the emotional release part of the course, helping to get people clear. And Om orchestrated the BDSM parts of the course, people learning how to tie each other up, how to do light spanking and things like that. And I have to say, I was amazed, because what Om was able to point out in this course to the people who participated and also to me, who was co-facilitating with him, is that putting people into light bondage, putting a partner, let's say, into light bondage and restraining them in some way, and then administering some kind of, I don't know if you want to call it punishment, just something that's, we'll call it sensation play, something like spanking or something like pulling them around the room or pinching, or I'm really talking about light stuff here. I witnessed from my very, very own eyes that people got into a bliss state almost more quickly than they got into a bliss state by eye gazing. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, who's a tantrika all the way, I'm somebody who sleeps, eats, breathes tantra, I was amazed. I was totally amazed to see people so blissed out, so ecstatic after playing out a 30-minute scene with somebody. And a scene means that two people agree to what's going to happen and then they play it out. And Om taught people how to negotiate scenes as well. So it was like really a very basic BDSM 101 combined with many of the techniques that I use in my Tantra classes and ones that you've heard me speak about before, to make sure that people were clear and that they were participating at will, at choice, wanting to do whatever it was they wanted to do. And there were some people from time to time who said that I'm opting out of this exercise, and that was fine with us. But really, basically, the mind-blowing part for me was the bliss and ecstasy that was available to people after, say, 30 minutes of playing a scene, playing a dominant or a submissive in a scene. So That's basically what I want to say about it. I don't want to go into too much more detail. Om and I plan to do more of these courses around the country of the U.S. and around the world, but we don't have them scheduled as yet. And when we do, of course, you'll be the first to hear about it. I'll be putting it on a commercial. But that's something that I learned at the tail end of 2016. Now I want to talk about the rest of my trip. After Montreal, I went into New Jersey, a part of New Jersey I'd never been to before, maybe an hour and 15 minutes from New York City, and I delivered the ISTA Level 1 or SSSEX training, Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience, with two lovely people, Dawn Cherie and Rex McCann. Dawn is from both New York and Israel, and Rex is a New Zealander. And we had an amazing group of people and a beautiful, beautiful delivery of a course that truly transforms lives. I'm not going to get too much into that because I've done at least 5 radio shows on it. I just wanted to say that's where I was before I went to Asia. So towards November, end of November, middle November, that's where I was. I was on the East Coast. And then I flew to India. Now, a couple things happened. There was a big smog in Delhi that I heard about ahead of time, and there was also a money crisis in India. That being that the government of India had taken a whole bunch of different bills off or out of circulation, and it basically brought the economy of the country of India to a standstill. Now, I was panicking. I had some Indian money that I had left over from the last time I was in India, but when I realized that those were the very bills that had been taken out of circulation, I didn't quite know what I was going to do. But it turned out that when I got there, nobody knew what they were going to do. Not the Indians knew, not the tourists knew. Nobody knew how to navigate their way around no money. It was really, it started to resemble a Monopoly game, where everybody's got this paper money and they're paying for Park Place and Boardwalk, but nobody will take with the money that they have because it isn't worth anything. So after a while, it became quite comical to not have any money. I mean, I got picked up at the airport by Uber because Uber still worked with a credit card. And I was able to taxi around some in Uber as well. And then eventually I got paid for my first piece of my gig in rupees. But before that, I mean, we're talking hand to mouth. It was very, very difficult to negotiate. And I'm so proud of myself because I didn't get activated in the reptilian brain. Like, I didn't start to go into survival and think, okay, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to starve and die here in India. I just kind of laughed my way through it and found different creative ways to negotiate around having money, not having money. And so did everyone else. So that was really quite amazing. Now, the thing I really want to talk about is that we brought Tantra back to India. So I participated in a 5-day Tantra festival where I offered workshops with other facilitators. And we had over 100 people there, many of whom were from India. What I want to say particularly about that is I could usually expect Indian men to show up at my courses. In the past, when I've taught some Tantra in India, mostly men came to my courses. And the reason for this is that men are allowed to come and find out about sex, but women in India are not allowed to come and find out about sex. Traditionally, it's frowned upon. And India is being ruled right now by a fanatical government and fanatical religious people who don't want anything about sex portrayed or shown, even though India is the country that brought us Tantra and that has the Kama Sutra temples. Oh, and here's a little side note. I don't know if you know this. I've said this on the show before. When Gandhi was the prime minister of India, this is just a little trip we're taking here. When Gandhi was the president of India or the prime minister, he wanted to cover the Kama Sutra temples in the various regions of India over with dirt. Like, he wanted to make them mountains pre-excavation. So That's because he was so uptight about his own sexuality that he didn't want tourists coming and seeing the Kama Sutra temples. I find that to be an amazing factoid, and I also know it to be true. I've heard it from many Indians and tour guides. Anyway, back to the bringing Tantra back to India. So we had men and women at the Tantra Festival. Of the 108 or 118 people who attended the festival, many, many were surprisingly young Indian women who were throwing off the restraints and the constraints of their religion and their government. And they were very brave and courageous, as were the men, to attend this festival and just really kind of come out of the closet. I talked to quite a few of them, and I was very impressed. And they were young. There was someone in 21 and people very young, up to maybe 40, 45. So I was very moved and touched by that. And I'm bringing that report to you because we're making inroads. We, Tantra people, are making inroads into places that up until now have been forbidden. And this is very, very big progress. So I was brought to tears many times during this festival by the Indians who attended. Now, it was also attended by Europeans and Australians and New Zealanders and Americans and Canadians. And later on, we had a conference, and that was attended by people from Singapore as well and people from China. So it was a big hodgepodge, a big mix of people, and it was very impressive how many Indians attended. Then I took off and I went to the Philippines for a vacation, and that was really fun and really restful and really wonderful. I had been feeling some smog sickness in my upper respiratory tract from the smog in Delhi. So it was wonderful to get to the beach in the Philippines and clean, fresh air, beautiful place. I went to a place called Bohol, which is about an hour's flight from Manila. And I'd never been to that part of the world before, so it was just lovely, beautiful ocean. Oh my goodness. Fantastic. And then I went to Singapore and I hooked up with Martha Tara Lee. That would be Dr. Lee. And she is a sexologist who also happens to be my apprentice. She's been apprenticing with me for a year, and she organized a talk and two workshops for me in Singapore, which I delivered and which were played to a full house. So that was a whole other experience for me, which I also learned from. I've heard that Singapore is a place where someone can get in a lot of trouble if they have explicit courses on sex or if they do something that breaks the law. Singapore is very, very strict. So I made my courses somewhat vanilla, but even so, they were attended by unbelievable international people, which was very, very impressive. I'm going to take a little break here, and when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Singapore before we get back to India, and then what this all means for the new year in terms of what I have to say. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. And today I am waxing poetic about my end of the year tour and what I see in the hopes for 2017. So stay tuned. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes.
And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it. And every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention. And you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm talking about my end-of-the-year tour, which was started in Montreal and went to New Jersey, New York, and then from there I went to Delhi, India, and from there I went to Bohol in the Philippines, and from there I went to Singapore, which is both a city and a country. And I learned a lot in Singapore and a lot from my students in Singapore. So I had people from France, from the U.S., from Japan, from Singapore itself, from, let's see where else, oh, from England, and possibly some other places. I mean, it was quite an international set there in Singapore. And I learned how to navigate a very, very conservative place. You know, like I just toned down the scope of my courses there so that I wouldn't do anything that would get me into trouble with the law, nor would I incriminate Martha Tara Lee, Dr. Lee, in any way. We had to keep the courses really, really a lot intellectual and some experiential, but no hands-on, just emotional release people could do, and yoga, boxing, you know, which are some of my favorite activities. But nobody, even when they did their cobra breathing, I had people sit back to back, unless they were specifically a couple, because I just didn't want to chance it. But I found out a lot about the culture there, and it was quite amazing. It's just really amazing. Like, it's so clean in Singapore. Evidently, there are tremendous fines for littering. So I want to tell you that you could go into a parking garage there, and you could possibly eat right off the floor and never get one germ. I've never seen anything so clean. I mean, places where there would be oil and dirt on the floors in the U.S. and certainly in India, everything was just as clean as possibly could be in Singapore. Just never experienced anything like that before. I really loved it there. I thought it had a great nightlife. I thought the people were very open and hospitable, quite wonderful to me, I have to admit. And I just got taken to these wonderful sites all around and had a fantastic time. I'm really looking forward to going back. Oh, one important thing is that I stayed with Dr. Lee's family in Singapore. I didn't want to have the American hotel experience. I wanted to stay with a Chinese Singaporean family. And I had a wonderful time. Her family were great hosts, and it felt really great eating Singaporean in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Like, that means kind of Chinese food for days, which is like my favorite food. So it was wonderful, really wonderful. And I talked politics every morning with her father, and that was fun too. Really fun. Really, really great. And then she and I returned to India. She wasn't there in the first part, but I took her with me back to India, and that's where we had an ISTA conference, and then we also delivered the ISTA Level 1 SSSEX training for the first time ever in India. And what a privilege that was. So we had 5 Indians in the course, all men. I was sad that no Indian women were either able to come back or able to afford coming to that course. But I will say that the seeds of revolution, like if there are indigo children in India, they got the seeds planted of having their sexuality back in their own sovereignty, like their ability to express themselves sensually and sexually got planted back on the subcontinent of India. And I'm so thrilled and privileged to know that I am one of the people that got to do it. I worked with Andrew Barnes and with Estera Saraswati. Andrew is originally from Australia. Estera is from Poland. And we also had an international crew of people who attended that training. I really was brought to my knees and to tears many, many times during the presentation, and given the way the recipients responded to us, it was really, I don't even know how to put it in words. I just had a lot of inner, wonderful moments of being able to bring the gift back to where it belongs. That's what I can say about that. I don't know who else has had that specific mission. I've had that for a long time, and I got to do it. So I feel like I'm so privileged and so honored to have done it. So I learned a lot there too. Nothing in India happens on time. Of course, I told you already about the money situation. Nothing in India goes exactly as planned. It goes the way it's going. It's like one big Ladi Han. It's not at all like an organized thing. It's definitely in the flow, in the feminine aspect to be in India. That must be why they call it Mother India. So what I learned was to just totally go with the flow, to not try and resist in any way. There were things that I didn't like, some things about the food, some things about this, that, or the other. But you know what? I learned not only to accommodate myself, but I learned to ask for things in a way that was effective. And then I got the things that I wanted from the place where we were staying. So all in all, it was really quite wonderful. And the lesson for me here, the big takeaway is where there's a will, there's a way. When the perfect time is right, the people who are supposed to give the teachings appear, and the people who are supposed to take the teachings appear. So that would be a rephrasing of when the student is ready, the teacher appears. India is ripe for Tantra, for the give back of the ancient teachings, and also for Neo-Tantra, the newer versions of Tantra. India is hungry and ripe, at least in some portions of and segments of the population. Perhaps not all, but up and coming. Young ones, they want it. They're hungry. I couldn't be happier. I could not be happier. So right around here, I'm going to take another short break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about the implications for the new year, what I see in 2017, what I hear people talking about, and I want to talk about some of it myself. So if you just tuned in, again, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I've been doing this show for years now. I don't even know how many years. Maybe, I don't know, I've been broadcasting for a total of 10 years, and I had a show prior to this, so I don't know. This show is maybe 6 years, and I'm so thrilled to be bringing it to you. So stay tuned, and we'll talk about the new year. As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with a Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Laurie Handlers told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
We're back now with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm just going to give some ideas, thoughts, feelings about what's coming in 2017. First of all, a lot of people that are in my circles are talking about all we need is love now more than ever before, and that we have to just keep following our spiritual principles. And I'll say that I think people are posting this in regards to the election in the United States, the election of Donald Trump as the president of the United States. And he may or may not be your candidate. what I want to say about it is I'm praying, I'm giving to, I'm putting my energy into creating him as the best president that the United States has ever had. I am hoping that this is the case. He wasn't my candidate, but I am hoping and giving to that he will turn out to be surprisingly wonderful. That's what I'm hoping for. And every way that I think of him is always now in the positive, thinking of him as going to deliver something that maybe people who were attorneys and Harvard Law School graduates and long-term politicians couldn't deliver. So that's what I'm giving to. That's what I'm seeing in my vision. I'm asking you to join me. You don't have to. Of course, you're sovereign about it, but I'm asking you to give to maybe he could surprise us and become great. You know, Ronald Reagan seemed like a joke to me as a president, but he turned out to be one of the ones that's gone down in history as one of the best. Now, I would have never predicted that. So I'm hoping that anyone who's naysaying, anybody who's scared out of their mind, all the populations of people who feel threatened, I'm hoping that he surprises us all. And that's what I'm asking you to join me in. Like the prayer of, let's hold this man in high esteem, maybe so high that he actually shows up as that. So that's my two cents about politics at this time. And then I want to talk about spirituality and sexuality. I think this is the year. I have every indication that this is the year for people who've never thought about it before or just delved into it lightly, that this is the year for you to take it on and transform your life through pleasure. I know for a fact that we've planned 6 North American trainings with ISTA, International School of Temple Arts. We're doing 6 level 1 SSSEX trainings. That's spiritual, sexual, shamanic experience training. We're doing 3 in the West and 3 in the East in various places. The East will be Montreal, the Mid-Atlantic, and New England. And the West is Portland, Oregon, Phoenix, Arizona, and Western Canada, like British Columbia, kind of. So that's a lot of courses for people to choose to attend. That's just one aspect of my life. The other aspects are this. I was invited last year to speak about sex as it relates to mental and physical health at a conference of over 1,000 people, and it called Radfest, and it was the largest group of people I had ever spoken to in my life, and it was thrilling, and I got a standing ovation. I mean, people were really open to hearing about sex and how pleasure is medicine, how it heals the body, and it's free. You don't have to pay for sex. Well, some of you might have to pay for sex, but basically you can use your own 2 hands and your electric toothbrush. Just saying. So I'm now invited to do a TED Talk, and I'm invited back to Radfest and to possibly another Radfest. The first one was in San Diego. The second big one will be in San Diego, but there's going to be another one, I think, in Bangkok, and I'm invited to speak about sex there. How awesome is that? I mean, I feel so exhilarated by what's happening, by where I'm being invited to speak. And I know I'm not the only one. Others in my field are being invited to all parts of the globe. And this is a good thing. Now, I'm also offering my own courses in 2017, and people are signing up without much effort. My first course, that was January 8th, filled without any effort on my part. It was actually almost full by the time I came back from Asia. And I'm offering other things. I'm certainly going back to hedonism twice in 2017 to offer my sex magic and intimacy and intimate ritual at hedonism. And more people are joining me at that. And so people are hearing about it. And then I'm doing some consulting with One Taste, who are the people who bring OMing, orgasmic meditation. And Nicole Dedone has been my guest on the show before, doing some work with them. And then there's other courses that I'm offering, like sex magic and ecstasy. So I know what I have cut out for me this year. I have a year full of travel. I have a year filled with my own bliss in delivering that which I love to people who want more and who want to really become empowered in their bodies and free of public opinion and the things that shame and blame and guilt and victimhood, things that have plagued us for way too long. So I'm inviting you to check yourself out, really like look and see what were the intentions that you've set for the new year. What do they call those? Resolutions. Most people don't even keep them. But I'm inviting you to join me or others like me on the quest for finding transformation through pleasure in the body and making that your New Year's intention or your New Year's revolution, to really align all the different pieces of you, body, mind, and spirit, to really align what's called the chakras, to move with yourself in body, mind, and spirit as one, rather than pulled apart at different seams or pieces of you hiding in the shadow. This is time for everything to come into the light. This is supposed to be a year of joy and abundance, and I'm wishing that for all of you, and certainly I'm wishing that for myself. So if you'd like to write to me on about any of this, if you'd like to send me an email asking me about any of it or commenting about any of it, I'm really open to that and always have been. You can write to me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. That's L-A-U-R-I-E at butterflyworkshops with an S .com. And I'm happy to hear from you, and I'm happy to return your email so that we can get into some kind of a dialogue. I'm also all over Facebook, all over Twitter, and I plan to be in the new year. I'm not changing that. I'm probably going to learn Instagram and finally how to really use Twitter. I don't know. Those are some of my resolutions for the new year. I'm going to keep having loads of fun. I'm going to keep having loads of pleasure. And I'm going to keep going where I follow my bliss. And I can only wish the same for you. And I know that that comes by aligning body, mind, and spirit, by allowing for sexuality and spirituality to be the same thing, for the body to be a sacred temple, not divided from some thoughts or some prayers or some practices. So that's my message for the new year. And I told you my takeaways. I was so honored and esteemed to certainly deliver the original trainings back to India. And I'm just hoping that you'll join me in any of these things. Oh, by the way, I'm going back to India too in 2017, probably late November. So you can subscribe to my newsletter at butterflyworkshops.com if you'd like to hear more directly from me. And certainly I'll be talking about a lot of it on this show, Sex and Happiness, because it's your birthright and my birthright to be sexy and happy. And the sexier we get, the happier we get. The happier we get, the sexier we get. They go hand in hand. I can't say that enough. So I'm wishing you happy 2017. I'm wishing you and yours all the joy, all the abundance, and certainly the top of my list is all the pleasure that you could possibly stand in your life to transform from any pains and any grief and any suffering that you may have experienced in your life to total pleasure in the body. That's my wish for you. So this is Laurie Handler signing off for Sex and Happiness. I'll be with you again next week when I'll have an awesome guest talking to you about your sex and your happiness. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.